services.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Presented by Garrison Building Supply, Tamara Howell from Douglas County Government, Roseburg Fire Chief Monty Bryan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So let's talk about the Christmas tree lighting tomorrow night. Tamara, start off and tell us what's going on.
Well, we are back to our annual Christmas tree lighting. Last year we did it virtually, but this year we're going to be back to inviting the public to come out and join us to watch it live. And we have got a new tree. Our tree from last year didn't quite make it through the summer heat that we had, our extraordinarily hot temperatures. But we've got a new beautiful tree, a live tree, gracing the lawn of the courthouse. And everything's all decorated, and we're all amped up and ready to go for our annual Christmas tree lighting with our partners, the City of Roseburg and Downtown Roseburg Association in Douglas County.
So, Monty, talk about what's going to be taking place during the evening.
So, Kyle, we're going to have fire and police will be there, along with our Roseburg mayor, Larry Rich, will be the MC. Looks like we'll have commissioners there and get the tree set up. Might have a special guest attending as well, which will be really exciting for everybody. Mainly, it's just kind of a fun downtown free event. We want everybody to attend and help us kick off the holiday season.
And, Tamara, a lot goes in behind the scenes to making this happen. This year, having to add a new tree and kind of added one more wrinkle in things.
Yes, it did. It, you know, trying to get that done before, you know, the tree lighting is always a challenge, but our building facilities people were able to work with Big Trees, Inc. We had a warranty on the tree for 3 years. So they came down, took the old one out, put the new one in, and we were ready to go. So we got a little bit of a smaller tree this year so that it has a larger root ball to establish those roots a little bit better. So hopefully we are crossing our fingers that it'll last for many years to come. So it's not a super big tree, but it is still a beautiful tree. And a lot of work behind the scenes with all of that and the crew decorating the courthouse and our committee. We have had just a wonderful outpouring of support from the community, from a lot of local businesses to support our tree lighting. Our list is a huge long of people that have donated their time or goods to the event on Saturday. So we are super excited to present it to Douglas County.
And Monty, as well, when people are down there, there's even a nativity scene across the street.
Yeah, the First Christian Church is going to have their live nativity scene across from the tree again. They'll be working with FCC for that event. Also be a hospitality tent with refreshments over at the same church, so the hot coffee, hot chocolate, and cookies. Miss Douglas County will be providing that service. I believe we'll have a reading of The Night Before Christmas and kind of some information about things going on downtown this year and in the year to come as well.
And a chance for people while they're down there to even walk around downtown and enjoy all the lights that are up. Sure, a lot of lights downtown this year.
Absolutely. It looks gorgeous right now. It's Roseburg really gets into the holiday spirit, which has always been awesome.
So,
go ahead.
No, Tamara, go ahead.
Sam Starnes, kind of the spearhead behind Light Up Downtown, came to us when we were talking about doing our annual Christmas tree lighting and didn't know if it was going to happen this year. And so the City of Roseburg and the Douglas County Commissioners and some local partners decided that we were going to make downtown Roseburg happen.
Well, a lot of lights and a very nice festive look to things down there and a big annual event. And, Monty, do you think the fire department's going to be involved bringing a special visitor at all?
I believe we will have a special visitor there. I'm sure everybody can kind of guess who it might be, but we'll just wait and see to be sure. But it'll be definitely a good time.
So, Tamara, anything else people ought to know about the event?
It starts at 6 o'clock on Saturday. We will have, a choir there from Geneva Academy singing music. We will have other live music. Like you said, the nativity scene, there will be refreshments. The street is going to be closed between Kane and Main Street right there to allow people to go back and forth between First Christian Church and kind of gather out there on that area to watch the tree lighting. And So there's plenty of places to park. We just want to make sure safety of those people for the event. Bring your kids and family. It's for all ages. Like I said, we're going to have a special visitor and some other stuff going on. Commissioner Kress is super excited. He gets to light the tree this year with his two granddaughters.
All right, perfect. Happening tomorrow night, 6 o'clock downtown. Roseburg Fire Chief Monty Bryan, Tamara Howell from County Government. Guys, thanks for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kyle. Take care.
8:39 Morning Conversation presented by Garrett's Building Supply.